MoneyWeb now on the money.
Chatting now with Craig Lawrence, financial planner, BDO Wealth Advisors. Craig, appreciate the early morning time. Retirement, the recent piece you put out, next big story in personal finance. In many senses, the purpose of personal finance is ultimately retirement. There are a lot of moving parts, but you're saying, I mean, it really is the key point to it. And in many cases, we're not quite ready.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Yeah, I think good point. The point of financial planning ultimately to get to a great retirement. But the idea of what that actually means is changing. It's not merely about the money anymore. It's, data and research is showing that people are looking more about what happens to their identity, loss of purpose. What do you do when you get up in the morning? When you retire, what am I doing with my time? So these seem to be more pressing issues for retirees than just about the money anymore.
That's actually a great point because, the old cliche is you sit in your stoop and watch the ocean, or you play golf. And both of those sound like great fun for about the first month, perhaps. And then I take your point, the purpose, the meaning. I mean, you're going to spend decades watching that ocean. You're going to tire of it.
No, absolutely. So the data is showing that honeymoon phase lasts for probably about 6 months or so. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, the questions start. It's like, is this all there is to it? Is this what you're going to be doing for the rest of your life? And if you start asking those questions, you're moving into an awareness of the next phase, which is this deep sense of loss. Mm-hmm. You've lost the identity. You've lots of people in high-powered jobs don't get asked anymore about their opinion, and it really is coming to bear in emotional issues with retirees. So, and this is hopefully you catch this way before you retire, and not faced with it, at the day, because it's quite a sudden break, for when you've been working for 30 or 40 years and one day you're just sitting at home doing nothing.
It comes to the point, and I've made it often, wealth advisors are becoming more and more psychologists in many senses. And to your point, it is more about that money. And it is around having those conversations. You needn't just stare at the ocean, but you need to, I suppose, realize it and engage and the old cliche, make a plan.
Make a plan, absolutely. And I think the idea of this, the psychologist, be very careful about not going down the route and telling financial planners that they are psychologists. But the idea around financial planning coaching, probably something decades old in South Africa already, marrying traditional life coaching with financial planning. So having these conversations is absolutely important. Again, moving away from just the money. Money's important, right? You can't retire without money. Yeah. So we're not saying, disregard that. But we're seeing the effects of, emotional instability in retirement being more detrimental to your health than things like obesity, drug abuse, alcoholism. So it's quite serious.
I hadn't thought of that. It is. It's that sort of sense of self-worth or potentially lack thereof in the particular case. And of course, what matters, I mean, the key thing, I always made the point that, personal finance is personal and retirement is going to be personal as well. This is not going to be a one-size-fits-all. Someone might want to, tour the world. Another person might want to go and work for an NGO. You've got to find what works for you and for your partner in retirement at the same time.
Yeah. It's been a problem, I think, with, what we would probably term institutionalized retirement, right? Mm. Where your company that you're working for says, well, you've got to go at 60 or 65.
Yeah.
And there is no guidance around, what you're going to do afterwards. And it's that clean break that, there's no transition that causes a lot of problems. So we've founded some excellent research done by the UCT Liberty Institute, where they've now purported to see the rise of a gray zone in our economy. So the traditional plans, or you know, retirement planning was that you go into a learning phase, an earning phase, and then you retire. What the data is showing is that there is a phase in between earning and retirement, where individuals are moving into a time of trial and error and reinvention. You know, and that's what's making the difference to successful retirement planning. It's having the ability to do other things, but creating those new career patterns for yourself as you lead into whatever that time is going to be. So it doesn't have to be when someone tells you you've got to go at 65.
Yeah.
You do it now in your turn.
I like that. Trial and error, reinvention, and it's a different. I mean, it's a completely new space for us. If your savings are good, you don't have to worry about the money in retirement, and it is just sort of casting around to see what's going to grab your attention, what is going to work with you, and what sticks. And again, different for everyone, but you've got to sort of go through that process to have a fulfilling retirement.
Yeah, absolutely, and the empirical data and even the anecdotal evidence mm-hmm. are suggesting that this is why we consider it the next biggest thing in retirement planning. It's often the most neglected part.
Yeah.
And I think that there's going to be a rise in this as the awareness increases. And I think, as you mentioned about the, you know, financial planners becoming a little bit more savvy in this in the coaching space.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to build their skills to have these conversations with retirees. And I think it's also, so two things probably going to happen. You need to have the skill set in the financial planning profession to help the retirees with these conversations.
Yeah.
Because even, you know, traditional financial planners, it's not an area that, you know, which we naturally move towards.
Yeah, I get your point on that, absolutely. But I like the concept. We have to do more than just, I don't know, play golf or stare at the ocean. I love the ocean, but even I would bore of it at some point, perhaps. Craig Lawrence, financial planner, BDO Wealth Advisors. Appreciate the early morning.